Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former U.S. diplomat who served as President Trump's national security advisor for a while has a controversial book coming out tomorrow, and it seems lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are not happy about it.
John Bolton lacks credibility.
That's Trump campaign senior advisor Mercedes Schlapp on John Bolton.
John Bolton is disgruntled because of the fact that President Trump did not follow his direction.
Democrats are angry that Bolton makes accusations against the president in the book that he should have voiced at the impeachment hearings, but refused to do so.
John Bolton has demonstrated, and I think to the length and degree that he indicts Donald Trump, he also indicts himself for cowardice and for greed.
That's California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Schlapp spoke on Fox News Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A dust plume is making its way across the Atlantic Ocean, headed towards the United States. The plume from the Sahara Desert is expected to arrive in the southeastern part of the country by midweek. Most of the time, these plumes dissipate over the Atlantic, but apparently not happening this time. Kristen Hollingsworth is a public health director in Collier County, Florida, where she says people with allergies will need to take precautions.
When the Saharan dust plume comes through, very careful, make sure, be mindful, if you are sensitive to environmental changes such as dust, to stay indoors and limit outdoor activity.
She was speaking to NBC2 in Fort Myers. Two people are dead, 12 injured after shooters opened fire at an impromptu block party in Charlotte, North Carolina overnight. It happened as hundreds were in the streets for a continuation of Juneteenth celebrations. At last check, no arrests had been made. And this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Phase 2 of New York City's reopening after the worst of the coronavirus shutdown beginning today. It includes barbershops, hair salons, and outdoor dining. More than 300,000 New Yorkers are also expected to return to their workplaces today. A long-running bid to make the nation's capital city a state is going to resume this week as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Since D.C. is not a state, it doesn't have voting power in Congress, and that has long been a bone of contention for residents in the nation's capital. Presently, the population of Washington, D.C. is higher than the population in several states, but it has a congressional representative, and she cannot cast a vote. Supporters of the change say D.C. residents pay taxes, fight in wars, and are bound by federal statutes. So, they should have a vote in Congress. But many Republicans oppose granting statehood to D.C. because its residents are predominantly Democratic.
Shark attacks way down this year in American waters, and experts believe it's because beaches have been closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Only 15 shark attacks have been reported worldwide from January through May. The University of Florida's International Shark Attack File is reporting the long-term average for the first 5 months of the year would be 25. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we are going to be sharing the voice of reason, who has long been a stalwart for borders, immigration, legal immigration, unlike what the Supreme Court disappointingly presented to us here this week. Tom Homan joins us now, the former director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Tom, first of all, I have long appreciated your dedication and your common sense and how you have stood boldly in the face of those who would want to rewrite history and those liberal progressives that would want us to knock down our walls and ignore, you know, the rule of law in our land.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Look, I've been a law enforcement officer for over three decades, and I just simply want to enforce law, but the left wants us to ignore it. Mm-hmm. Congress would rather tell a law enforcement agency to ignore the law rather than doing their job and fixing the law if it needs to be fixed. So they're not. I may be retired from ICE, but they're not going to shut me up because this is personal to me.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of tragic things in my career, and much of it's preventable. But because the far left is, they've gone nuts. I've never seen anything like what I'm seeing today.
Well, Tom, this is diabolical because this isn't about the furtherance or improvement of the American way of life. This is the absolute destruction of it. And disappointingly, as I mentioned, SCOTUS did us no favors. I mean, they really, buttressed up this movement to destroy the underpinnings of the rule of law of our country by, placating this DACA movement. I mean, the president wants to codify, wants to bring back into focus the rule of law, something that Barack Obama in 2011 said he couldn't do. A year later, he does, and somehow it's become, the accepted rule of law in the land of America?
Well, what the Supreme Court did is a travesty because they're allowing what they've agreed to, an illegal program that was put in place illegally, letting it mm-hmm. stand, because the government didn't go to the Administrative Procedures Act to try to get rid of it. So they're saying because your administrative mistake, you didn't go through a certain bureaucratic process to end this, we're going to allow it to stay. So it's just ridiculous. So I just wrote an op-ed. I'm hoping DHS got their team of attorneys today, because what SCOTUS did do and their dissension, what was wrong with the way they tried to end it, they just put out a clear roadmap on what this administration needs to do to end it.
Exactly.
So DHS secretary needs to get on it today and follow that roadmap and get it done. And I tell you something else, what the Supreme Court did, they sent a clear message down south to the criminal cartels, you're back in business.
Yes.
Keep bringing the women and children here. More women will get sexually assaulted. More children will die. Cartels will make millions of dollars. And so I'm telling you, they sent a wrong message. Because let's remember, after DACA in FY12, what happened in FY13, 14, 15? A record number of families came across this border, women and children. Why? Because they want to be your next DACA population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And meanwhile, this has been kind of a human resource boon for the cartels. And this is one thing we've been yelling and screaming about for years, Tom. And, you know, and believe me, I get all kinds of heat. Being Hispanic, you know, people say, well, what are you doing? I go, because of the women and kids and these young boys who go across and they're turned into drug mules, and the women who are conscripted into sex trafficking. And I said, are you aware whatsoever that these women, what these sex camps, what they're subjected to, you know, having sex as much as 20 times before lunch, and they do give them a break, isn't that nice? And then they come back in the evening, and it's another 20 times. And this is what's going on, not in Mexico, not somewhere in third world country, but right here in the United States of America.
And that's not a government number either. Doctors Without Borders did a study on women being trafficked into this country that being smuggled. And when they put themselves in that smuggling cycle, 31% of women are sexually assaulted. That's not a government number. That's a Doctors Without Borders study, 31% of women. We've seen the children die. Plus, cartels are making millions of dollars. And there's two things about the criminal cartels. Not only are they making millions of dollars smuggling these family groups, they coordinate to push the large population of family groups through one section of the border to tie the Border Patrol assets up so they can move their opioids and fentanyl and bad guys to another area where it's unguarded because Border Patrol is going to fight up the family unit. Now, there's numerous intelligence reports on that. I've investigated this, that it's actually happening. So the cartels, I think they're winning on both ends. They can get the drugs smuggled easier, and the bad guys that don't want to get caught, well, they tie the Border Patrol assets up to these family groups. This is what the Supreme Court did yesterday. Was a travesty.
Well, they definitely have played into their hands, and of course we have activist judges, you know, participating again in what Justice Roberts did, which was, you know, I thought was quite duplicitous, because if you remember, Tom, what he did in handling Obamacare, he actually coached the Obama lawyers in order to get Obamacare for it to be authorized and supported by the Supreme Court. He walked them through. He actually got from behind the bench and went on the side of the Obama lawyers to walk it through. No, you don't mean it. You mean it is a tax, right? And but yet in this particular case, when, you know, not exactly all the I's were dotted, I mean, it was much, I thought it was much more tied down in terms of I's dotted and T's crossed, the DACA discussion and decision, and he ignored it altogether. And you kind of threw it back to the lower court.
Yeah, and let's remember this. He got an argument with the president. The president said the courts were too politicized, especially the Ninth Circuit.
Yes.
And Chief Roberts came back, so the courts are not politicized. They rule on the law and the Constitution. Well, I think Justice Roberts just showed the opposite. You know, there's a reason why the activists go to the Ninth Circuit to file their cases. There's a reason that this decision yesterday, the liberals said, let's keep it, and the conservative says, no, it must go away. Do not tell me, you know, don't tell me the courts aren't politicized. They're more politicized now than they've ever have been, and that's why it's important that we reelect Donald Trump so he can keep putting conservatives on the benches who are going to interpret the Constitution word for word.
Well, who else is going to confront the lies in America? I mean, this is what mainstream America, regardless of what polling would indicate right now, but they're sitting in the coffee houses of Main Street America championing the cause of this president. I mean, you've got hundreds of thousands of people descending on Tulsa because they want to show the support of this president. You know, Joe Biden, you know, can't even fill up a small sanctuary at a local church.
Well, look, I think the polls are, even if they are accurate, I think a lot of it's based on a false narrative being pushed by the left. Look, from day one, whether it's the Russian collusion, whether it's racial tension, whether it's COVID-19, they're putting all the blame on President Trump, and they're trying to move the American public against him. I think the American public actually, they're smart enough to see what's going on. We got a great president. He got the illegal numbers on the border down 85% on his own.
Exactly.
No help from Congress. No help from the courts. He's kept his word, He will continue to keep his word. So I think you're going to see the poll swing around once the people realize they've been fed a false narrative, and they continue to be read a false narrative. And the John Bolton book, another false narrative. I think that the American people are smarter than that. All they got to look at what they've done for the economy, look what he's done for national security. I think there's no other choice right now.
Well, promises made, promises kept. That has been the tradition and the landmark of this administration. We've got more from Tom Homan on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive seed nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Someone once said, live free or die.
right. Bill Martinez live.
You know, he has been the vanguard of, and watchman on the wall for America for all these years as the former director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement under President Trump. Tom Homan continues with us. He has seen and experienced firsthand. He sees the trajectory of what a land without law and a land without walls will do and will become. And we need a redefinition or a re-embracement of the rule of law. We can see what's going on in our cities with all the frustration and the looting and the destruction of private property and businesses. And at a time when we need more jobs, there are nefarious forces in our country today. They're doing everything they can to block the way and to eliminate jobs. This is absolutely ridiculous. And as Tom, as you were saying earlier, this, we need to understand how nefarious this is. You know, whether it's Black Lives Matter or Antifa or other, who are involved within the borders, this is no longer an existential threat. It lives amongst us. They are trying to bring down everything that is America and deprive Americans of our liberties.
Oh, absolutely. That's well said. Look, they want to literally transform this country and what we stand for. And the idea, think of for a moment, the idea of abolishing the police or defunding the police. Look what they did in Minnesota, getting rid of the police department. Think for a moment, did you ever think in your lifetime you'd see something like this? And usually they do it, behind the scenes and behind the curtain, but they pull the curtain back. They're right out there loud and proud that they want to get rid of police or defund police. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. When I ran ICE, I had almost an $8 billion budget. And if people think that's a lot of money, let me tell you something. When you lose $8 billion, I had to decide what can we do and what can't we do because we don't have enough money. Mm-hmm. So every dollar you take away from a police department, when they talk about defund ICE, New York City is talking about taking $1 billion for the NYPD. For every dollar you take away from the PD, that means something's got to give. That means they can't buy bulletproof vests when they expire in 5 years. They can't replace cars that have broken down. It means less officers in Times Square because they can't afford to pay the overtime. It means they can't afford wiretaps or Title III investigations against large criminal organizations. Something's got to give. Every dollar means less enforcement. And when I wrote that op-ed on Fox News, what I said was, look at the crime rate today, and thousands of rape, thousands of murders, thousands of home robberies. And that's with an abundant police presence and a system of consequence and deterrence.
Exactly.
You take away and make it less police and take away the system of consequence and deterrence, what are you going to think is going to happen to those crime rates? It doesn't take a genius to realize those crime rates will explode. Because a lot of people like you and I don't, you don't line your taxes because you may get audited. You don't go 100 miles down a freeway because you may get a ticket. You've got to have a system of consequence and deterrence. You've got to have somebody enforce some laws or it's going to just lead to anarchy.
This is what ensures our liberties, Tom, and reasonable common sense Americans understand it. And this is why it's so ludicrous. I mean, you have these radical Democratic leaders coming out and yelling, defund police. But even Joe Biden had to come out of his basement like Punxsutawney Tom and, see his shadow and say, look, we can't defund police. I mean, this is ludicrous.
Yeah, I participated in March this past weekend, Back to Blue, up in Washington, D.C., and I gave a speech at that event, right? And Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them, I said, okay, you guys want to defund the police, so lead by example. You're the Speaker of the House, lead by example. Defund your protection detail that the taxpayers pay for.
Yes.
Let's do that first. Because if you want to take protection and safety away from our American communities, you lead by example, defend your protection detail that she gets 24/7 at great taxpayer expense. You think she's going to do it? Absolutely not. You think they're going to defund the Capitol Police that guards them the entire time up on Capitol? Absolutely not. So it's a good talking point. But they'll never follow through with their side.
Absolutely. Tom, why is it with so many of these policies and these ideas that come up like defund police, immediately it's going to impact, the poor of America? And they supposedly, on one side of their mouths, are saying they are the champions of poverty and those that are unfortunate and less than in America, but yet they encourage policies that would absolutely decimate these communities.
Well, again, I think you're being a kind of false narrative that getting rid of police make their community better. Mm. Look, if less enforcement is going to impact the poor communities more. But you know, let's be honest with ourselves. I mean, the affluent communities don't have the need for a consistent police presence. And if you look at the crime rate, it doesn't happen in affluent communities. Of course, crime happens in those communities, but worse happen more. Mm-hmm. So the victims in the lower income communities. So take Chicago for example.
Exactly.
They had double digit homicides in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen in the affluent communities. So the people in the low-income communities need police protection. They're victims of a lot of crime, and it's going to hurt them more than anybody. So, again, but you don't see the left talking about that. You know, they take one example of police officers in Minnesota. Like, you know, what really infuriates me, if you have a bad employee at the office or at your radio station, right,
yeah,
it's going to be the talk of the office. There's bad guys that talk to the office. But when there's one cop that does something wrong, all of a sudden, they're all wrong. There are bad people in every profession. There are bad dentists or bad lawyers. Look, priests have been arrested for child predator offenses. So should we shut down all the churches? Doctors have killed patients. Should we shut down all the hospitals? No. Look, 99% of these men and women wear that badge. They're great people. They do the job for the right reasons. They leave their safety and security at home every day. They defend people who never meet, people they don't know, even people that despise them.
Yes.
These are the finest 1% this country has. And we can't vilify the entire institution because of the acts of a few.
Exactly.
You know, hold those few accountable and serve them justice. But don't tear down the entire institution of men and women who chose a service to this nation and to the communities for little money and great risk for their own personal safety and their families.
Well, Tom, this is what happens, you know, what law enforcement does for America with over 300, I was reading this, I couldn't believe it, 300 million interactions a year with the public. I mean, this is amazing, you know, the contact that the police throughout our nation have with, you know, the local citizenry. And unfortunately, when things like what happened in Minnesota come to play, they stand out. And we have repeatedly admonished our audience, you know, look at emotion. You need to be careful with emotions. We cannot be making decisions at the height of emotions. History has taught us time and again that, you know, wrong decisions, you know, are made at the height of emotions. We need to go through due process and understand what is happening here. And, you know, I think there's great conversation. I think, you know, the president's been very proactive in meeting with local leaders and coming up with some new reforms that I think, you know, I think police, by and large, because it's not like anybody wants to go out there and, you know, like you said, they kiss their families goodbye in the morning and say, hey, I'm looking forward to having a lousy day at work today. I mean, they're going out there to serve and hopefully come back alive and everybody else be alive and all the safer because of their efforts, right?
Yeah, and they're still out there, even despite all these attacks, despite the morale being all-time low, they're still going out there every day, running toward danger when everybody else runs away from danger. Like I said, they're the finest 1% this country has. I've worked with thousands of them in my career, whether state, local, or federal agents. They're the finest we have. And you're right, the president, he took the first steps in signed a landmark executive order the other day that not only supports law enforcement, because he's always had their six. This
right.
President has supported law enforcement more than anybody, but he's calling for some changes such as a chokehold and only use it in a life death situation. Plus, he wants them retrained on use of force and de-escalation policies, which they already get trained on. He wants to increase that training. You can never have too much training. And he wants to hold the bad cops, a few bad cops that are out there, hold them accountable, create a system where they're going to be well known, that they can't quit one department, go to another department. So I think the president had a great executive order call the other day. Now Congress needs to build on it.
Exactly.
The first step.
Mm-hmm. Now, and this is what this president has done time and again. He's brought common sense to the White House as an independent outside of the traditions of the, you know, political cocktail parties there on the Beltway. I mean, he's acting on behalf of the people. I mean, what he said, you know, in his inauguration speech, Tom, has been consistent. And that is today. The rule of law is now going into the hands of we the people. He turned the country back into the hands of we the people. But we the people have to do our part. He's doing his part, but we need to come alongside his efforts, and I know you agree with that, to support and further, you know, the promises that he's done on behalf of freedom and for the American people.
I've worked for six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan, and I respect every president I ever worked for. I disagree with Barack Obama's some of his immigration policies, but I respect the office of the presidency.
Well, we got to leave it there, Tom.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former U.S. diplomat who served as President Trump's national security advisor for a while has a controversial book coming out tomorrow, and it seems lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are not happy about it.
John Bolton lacks credibility.
That's Trump campaign senior advisor Mercedes Schlapp on John Bolton.
John Bolton is disgruntled because of the fact that President Trump did not follow his direction.
Democrats are angry that Bolton makes accusations against the president in the book that he should have voiced at the impeachment hearings, but refused to do so.
John Bolton has demonstrated, and I think to the length and degree that he indicts Donald Trump, he also indicts himself for cowardice and for greed.
That's California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Schlapp spoke on Fox News Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, in the book of James, it says, look, at it, if anybody lacks wisdom, all you got to do is ask God, and he's going to give it to you. We don't have because we don't ask, or as it goes on to say, we ask incorrectly. Our next guest, Jimmy Page, not to be confused with Stairway to Heaven, Jimmy Page. Okay, this is Jimmy Page, who's with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and co-author of the book Wisdom Walks, 52 Life Principles for a Significant and Meaningful Journey. Jimmy, I got to imagine all your life. The reference of the iconic guitar player comes into play all the time. I mean, some people saw, I'm interviewing Jimmy Page.
No doubt. I get it every single time. I wish I had a dollar for every time it was referenced.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be so obvious, but I thought, let's get this out of the way here. So people go wondering, wait, is it the real Jimmy Page? Well, of course it's the real Jimmy Page, because we're talking to Jimmy Page, for goodness sakes here.
I can tell people are going to be disappointed, when they realize I'm not going to do a guitar riff,
Maybe you should borrow one, just to kind of, why not, just for fun, every time, everywhere you go, you just do, because you get all these people have their grand entrances, right, with music and everything, just come in and rip a guitar right on them.
Exactly. Walk-up music, I like it.
Exactly. Well, you and Dan Britton have, been charged with, a clarion call to turn us all into wisdom walkers. What was it about wisdom for you that said, hey, Dan, you and I got to write this. We've got to write this devotional. How did this come about?
Well, you know, Dan and I became friends about 30 years ago, and at that time we were both young men, both newly married, starting families, and we decided that we really wanted to build a life that was worth living, that would have an impact, a positive impact on our communities and on our culture, and we knew that we wouldn't be able to do it alone. So we decided, hey, let's get into an accountability relationship. Let's spend time together. Let's do life together.
Yes.
And as we did that over many, many years, you know, we kind of incorporated, you know, hundreds and hundreds of Bible principles into our lives and saw the fruit of that. Mm-hmm. And we finally just said, hey, you know, this is if we put something together where every single week a family or a men's group or a small group of people could go through this and they would grow in wisdom, they would live their best life, and they would truly make a difference for others. Let's do it. And that's where this came from. It came from doing life together.
Wow, that's so cool. And I got to, you know, for some people thinking, oh, a 30-year project. I mean, who does that in today's super microwave type of, you know, programming that we live with? But there are people that do this, that, you know, you look back and you do it a year at a time, and before you know it, you're decades down the road, and you see the fruit of doing what God's called you to do. And that's amazing. I got to imagine, you know, as you guys are doing life together, you know, God's doing your life along the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was bringing incredible transformation. You know, in the earliest days, we would set those New Year's resolutions, and then we tried to hold each other accountable to those things, and we discovered that we were really unsuccessful with it. Mm-hmm. And part of this process was, how do we narrow the focus in such a way that we make little progress along the way, you know, each month, month by month, year by year, that we make progress so that we're continually transformed into the people that we're made to be. And that's what happened. You know, we saw incredible growth over time just by narrowing the focus, not setting out to write a 30-year project, but instead setting out to live each day well and to seek God and to serve others.
Now, as you and Dan, as leaders of, you know, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and you came together now, as you are, you two are holding yourselves accountable, other men coming into this dynamic as well?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of other guys in the earliest days where we had four guys in our accountability group, and every Friday we would get together. And then what ended up happening was each one of us would lead what we would call community groups, where, you know, as we started to move around the country, each one of us would gather other couples, generally, and also other small men's groups, and we would reproduce this. And it was really great because, you know, once you start to learn these principles, put them into practice, and see real life change, then it's very easy to pass it on to others. And that's kind of our mantra, right, is to live intentionally, maximize relationships, and pass the torch of faith.
Wow. And as you say, as you're doing this and stepping out in faith, because, first of all, you have an idea of where God wants to take you, but you're not there. But you've got to make that first step. And as you are faithful, just as the book of James says, you know, first of all, you know, you ask for wisdom and, you know, God's going to give it to you without any kind of, you know, consideration. You ask for it, that's, you know, and you think of King Solomon, of all the things that he could ask for. And what it, number one, I mean, you know, not riches, not more women, although he got that.
That's right.
But regardless, I mean, he asked for wisdom, and God's so impressed with that he gives him everything else. But he probably should have stopped on the women thing. I don't know how anybody could handle
a
thousand. I mean, I have my hands full with one.
Yeah, that ended up undoing him to some extent. But, you know, and I think part of it is, too, that God sees your future, and he knows that we're going to make mistakes along the way. And, you know, one of the principles is failure is nothing. Mm. You know, God sees your future, not your failure. And I think today so many people are afraid to make mistakes while daring greatly. You know, you think about the Roosevelt quotes. It's like, hey, could I live my life in such a way that I'm taking good and godly risks, right? It's not foolishness. It's it's having that skill for living, making decisions that require faith, require God to step in, you know, get me outside of my comfort zone so that I can really experience God's presence in my life and his power. And boy, do we need this today more than ever before, where people are really stepping out, taking risks, to love people well and to really make a difference. Because right now, you know, we're kind of in many ways running around aimlessly, you know, without a lot of leadership and without a lot of wisdom.
Well, the harvest, as you might say, is ripe, you know, for the picking because of what's going on. I mean, people are looking and, you know, prayer lines are, you know, getting outstanding responses, incredible increase of people, you know, calling prayer lines right now because they're looking for answers because they're realizing, hey, their government is not giving it to them. The mainstream media is not giving it to them. You know, other things that the culture would want them to worship are falling flat on their face. And God is just sitting there waiting for us to turn back to him.
That's right. And, you know, it's up to us to really make a life worth catching, something that's contagious, you know, something
exactly.
that's attractive. You know, we have to make faith attractive because God is attractive. I mean, the power and presence of God in someone's life makes them unshakable in these storms. You know, we've got these crises and challenges all around us.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone truly is walking a life of faith, we become unshakable. You know,
exactly.
the storms can be raging, and we built our life on truth that lasts. And I think that's what our world needs now more than anything is, you know, to combat this anxiety and fear and worry and to be able to walk with purpose and power.
And I like what you say about truth at last. And I've been sharing with people something that God has revealed to me several months back, and that is standing in the truth. Having done all to stand, just keep standing. Because the truth is immovable, and that's when people will know and where it becomes attractive, and it's a clear binary choice. You talk about the four O's of life in the book, opportunity, opposition, obedience, and outcome. We've got a little over a minute left here, Jimmy. Address that, if you would.
Well, I think any time that God plants a vision in your life, you know, he presents opportunities with you, and he creates that passion inside of your spirit where you go, boy, I know this is what I'm made to do, or I need to step in here. And then immediately you're going to face opposition. As soon as you step out in faith, oftentimes you're going to express that opposition, and you have to remain obedient. You have to keep stepping, doing the things that you know God has asked you to do, because in the end, God ultimately is responsible for the outcome. So,
well, we love that opposition because that's muscle building time, right? And that's also faith building time because you know that as you get through these obstacles, as I used to say from the old anonymous saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off of God's goal. And that's the opportunity for us. So 20 seconds left, Jimmy. How can people get their hands on wisdom?
The easiest way to get the book is on Amazon.com, and just look for Wisdom Walk. It's the new edition, 52 Life Principles for a Significant and Meaningful Journey.
Oh, what a great gift this is. Jimmy Page, thank you so much for being with
us. Hi, I'm Dr. Valerie Roush. As a thoracic surgeon and president of the American College of Surgeons, I know that many patients have concerns about safely undergoing operations during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. I want to assure you that for those hospitals that are restarting essential operations, patient safety is and always will be our top priority. Hospitals, surgeons, and all those providing care are prepared to provide a safe surgical experience. However, many patients may still have questions about safely undergoing a recommended operation at this time. To help, the American College of Surgeons has released new tools to support such conversations, including a free patient surgeon discussion guide. This guide includes sample questions patients can ask their surgeons to feel more prepared for their procedure. The guide helps to create a line of communication between patients and surgeons. To learn more, visit facs.org/be-prepared. This report is sponsored by the American College of Surgeons.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, it's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law, number 603-D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
All things considered, huh? I mean, really, when you think of the highest calling that God has for us, it is liberty. It's freedom. That's what it's all about. I mean, you may need to consider that if you haven't really. And this is why our U.S. Constitution, to me, fundamentally aligns itself so closely to biblical principles, because the ultimate goal is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, who wouldn't want that for their own kids? You know, when you think about it, you know, you want your kids to go out there and have a shot at it, to have that opportunity to be happy. And what other countries around the world do we have that experience? And this is why we're so grateful that God has blessed America. And, you know, hopefully more people sooner or later will realize that it has been God's blessings that has been shed upon this country that has allowed us to get to this point. But don't freak out. You know, right now there are antithetical forces, and I got to bring Adam Holtz on right now. Adam is the director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. We're going to talk about some family-friendly movies that are being streamed out, and you know, we're a couple of weeks away from you know, theaters opening up again. But you know, Adam, I say we're in good hands. We're in good hands with God if we stay in those hands, right?
We're absolutely in good hands, Bill. You know, I think it's an interesting exercise to read the book of First Peter, because First Peter was written at a time when the Christians were being scattered throughout Asia Minor. They were being hunted by Nero. They were being, you know, used to line the streets as torches. I mean, it didn't get much more horrific than that. Mm-hmm. And Peter's not freaked out. I mean, he says, yeah, we're undergoing a trial, but we have a bigger hope, and we're a people who belong to God. And I don't want to minimize anything that's happening now, but I think that when we keep the kingdom in perspective, when those are our primary goggles that we're looking through, we can certainly defend America and the Constitution from a Christian perspective, but there's a bigger kingdom in play here, and that enables me to be passionate without being fearful and anxious, if that makes sense.
Well, exactly. No, that is the balance, because the evidence for us, Adam, is empirical, as opposed to somebody who knows so little of God, maybe, you know, hardly raised with God, and all they know is socialism and, you know, what they maybe have been indoctrinated in at their current university, sadly. And they really don't understand the background. But you and I, we've had decades of experience with God, and as the Bible says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And to me, it's not so much about the mighty exploits as about knowing God.
Yeah.
That's because the peace that abounds when you know God, while everybody else is losing their head. But that's the opportunity, like what your Kipling wrote about. You know, if you can hold on to yours while everybody else is losing theirs,
right.
And the only way you can hold on to yours is because you are aware of a higher calling,
right.
And a higher force that trumps anything that any human being might even, you know, come up with, including harpooning you on a stake to light up their driveway.
No, that's exactly right. And obviously, I'm not wishing that on anybody, and I'm not making light of the ways that I feel like the rich history and democracy that we have, which is so deeply grounded in Christian understanding and principles, as you're talking about. I don't want to just cavalierly say, oh, it doesn't matter, but I'm thankful for a faith that gives me a hope that is bigger than those principles, even as important as they are.
Well, and the fact of the matter is we don't want anyone, you know, the Bible says God doesn't want anybody to perish. We don't want people to go through what we're going through now.
Absolutely not.
But the thing is, this is a teaching moment. If we have eyes that are open, ears that are open, and minds that are open to the point, not that our brains are falling out, but there can be, you know, some critical wisdom, critical thinking employed in all this. Like, okay, what does this mean? You know, that all of a sudden we have this seeming, you know, conflict between the police and law enforcement. You know, in the bigger picture of things, we know that it wasn't that long ago, you know, the regular mantra was, you're not the boss of me. You know? And the fact of the matter is that's that kind of attitude that, you know, some of the kids have grown up with. That, but, okay, well, you know, yes, you have a free will, but in order for us to have a community that, you know, can rise to the challenge and have children and family members participate in the greater cause of all citizens in this country, we have to obey the laws.
Right.
And, you know, because even our founding fathers said, look, if, you know, if we weren't inclined to do evil, we wouldn't need the law, you know.
Right.
If we wouldn't need a speed limit on the freeway that says,
right,
hey, you know, it's 55, 65. It's not a suggestion. It's black and white. It is a law.
Right.
And if you break the law, well, then you are a lawbreaker.
Right.
And
that's exactly right. And I think one of the things that leaves me a little bit staggered about the progressive left's agenda is, I think that there is a deeply misplaced optimism about our basic goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm in the Reformed tradition of the Christian faith, and we talk about total depravity, you know, that we don't start from a place of basic goodness. We start from a place that is marred by sin.
Yeah.
And when you don't take that into account, and I think there is an unwillingness to sort of say, you know, we're just going to take the police out and it's going to be utopia, as if there aren't, you know, things within the hearts of everybody that are potentially problematic, you know?
Like there's evidence to give you any kind of false hope that would happen. I mean, look what happened
in
New York.
Look at the 20th century.
Exactly. Well, we'll just look at this past couple of weeks. New York says, hey, we're going to take 600 plainclothes officers off the street. And all hell's breaking loose. I mean, there is a direct cause and effect relationship. By the grace of God, this is happening, because if for some reason there wasn't a direct correlation, then we would fool ourselves. And we have done this time and again. We have taken clear evidence. We've ignored the evidence, the history of it all, for this utopian idea and possibility and theory that we may come up with a different outcoming, when time and again, in some cases, I mean, we're talking millions of people have died because of this stupid thinking.
Absolutely. You know, I remember I read the Communist Manifesto in college as part of a history class, and I remember thinking, wow, this is pretty good. And then I got to the end of it, and I was able, by God's grace, to say, well, yeah, it sounds pretty good, but Karl Marx didn't reckon with the evil in our hearts. It's the same basic misunderstanding, or you watch a movie like Reds with Warren Beatty about the communist revolution, and you're like, okay, there's a romanticism here with this idea that we can all be basically good, but there's a lot of history that suggests otherwise, and
exactly. We
ignore it at our peril.
Without a doubt. Well, let's talk about some of the movies that are streaming. I saw Selfie Dad, by the way, and did interview Michael Jr. I thought it was a great movie, for families, to come around, and very touching.
Yeah.
I could definitely relate to Michael Jr., being technologically behind the curve.
Yeah.
But yep. It's okay.
No, definitely, if you haven't seen Selfie Dad, it's about a guy played by Michael Jr., who's a Christian comedian. He's having kind of a midlife crisis. Work's not great. Home's not great. Nothing's really working for him. And his son tells him, hey, Dad, you know, there are people on the Internet who post videos of themselves and make millions of dollars. And he kind of gets that idea in his head and runs with it and is pretty successful. But it doesn't solve any of his problems. And here's the thing I like about this movie. Too often, I think, in our culture, we've swung from Father Knows Best, which is this image of the perfect dad who has all wisdom, which of the two things I'm going to talk about, I'll take that one over the other one, but I know I'm not perfect as a dad, to, Homer Simpson, right? The complete irresponsible doofus. What I like about this is it shows a dad who has flaws, but a dad who's capable of rising to the occasion and,
exactly.
and really doing right by his family. And so I think as dads, and I'm the father of three, we need that model of, there are things that are hard, that are challenging, and we can be tempted to be passive and to withdraw, but we need to engage fully, and this movie really says that.
And also the opportunity for dads to be expanded to realize that, kids are a blessing from God.
Absolutely.
And kids
Absolutely.
See certain things that we don't, and especially in this technological age. My youngest son, he pulls his hair out every once in a while because his dad's lack of, technology acumen. But I'm grateful for him that he's around. I just wish he wouldn't pull out so much of his hair.
I know. Well, once you're bald, you don't have to go to the barber anymore. It's this thing you can cross off your COVID list, so.
There are benefits. What other movies should we be on the lookout for?
There's a fun movie called Feel the Beat on Netflix that really is aimed at fairly young girls. And there are a couple mild hiccups. You can see our review for that. But it was rated TVG, which doesn't happen. And it's about a young woman from Wisconsin who tries to pursue her dreams as a dancer, who utterly fails and ends up back in her small town leading this troupe of young girls as a dance club. Really fun movie, nice movie. A couple, like I said, small hiccups, but nothing too nasty. And then there's Kevin Bacon and You Should Have Left, which is an R-rated horror movie about, it's basically a haunted house movie for all intents and purposes. And then we have the 7500, which stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt in as a pilot of an airline that's being hijacked.
And let's see, what else? I see Artemis Fowl.
Artemis Fowl is still playing. That's a terrific Disney family movie about a 12-year-old genius trying to save his dad. So that's another one definitely worth checking out.
So a couple of weeks away, and we'll be smelling theater popcorn once again as they open up some of these buildings, huh?
I hope so. I hope this COVID thing that's happening doesn't retrench us all. But fingers crossed, Bill. Fingers crossed.
Amen. Amen. Also, by the way, we do have a God that knows what's going on.
That's right.
A little bit of prayer here and there does us no harm, right?
Hopefully it does us some good.
You got it. Adam Holtz. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do the letter.